We are back. Gunsmith Show right here at US 103.1. Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we talk all things guns. We talk all kinds of stuff. This segment, we're going to talk about guns that can get her done.
Yeah, that's right. And it is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company. On the range since 1926 in Davison, Michigan. And, you know, what can I say about Williams? I love the place. I feel like family. I've been shopping there for over 50 years. I handled my first AR-15 there 51 years ago. And 51 years, Dan, that means I must be, I'm going to be 60 this next week. So
you got a birthday coming up.
I got a birthday coming up. So
the big 6-0.
Yeah, I'm turning 60 this week. So they don't make a 60 caliber that I know of, so I guess I won't be buying a gun that means anything to me. Well, I'll buy something, though.
Yeah, of course you will.
I usually do. My wife says, why would I buy you a gift? You buy yourself gifts all the time. You're at Williams every week. You know, I said, well, you know, somebody's got to go there. Somebody's got to keep this economy going, Dan.
Right.
Jeez.
Doing your part.
So, yeah, I am doing my part. So, Williams Gun Sight, right on Davison Road. No, they're not. They're on Lapeer Road.
Lapeer Road.
In Davison, Michigan.
Davison.
I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
Lapeer and Irish.
Road, yeah. Just west of Irish Road, right by I-69. So if you're driving along Lapeer Road and you come to Dairy Queen, turn around, you missed Williams. So get back there. Thousands of new guns and 374 used handguns. I'm going to talk about some of those here in just a minute. But get out and see them. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show and get your gear there. That's the important part. And thank them for sponsoring the show. They've been sponsoring every single one of my shows, the Gunsmith Show, for I think 12 years now. For 12 or 13 years. I think we started
since show number one.
Since show number one, they have been here.
12 years ago or 13?
I don't remember. I'll have to double check. Jake will know. I'll have to ask him. He'll probably text me in a minute and tell me when he hears this on the radio. So,
he's a little savant-like that way.
He is. He remembers things, and it's a little... I like it you call him savant. That's good, because one of the guys who used to work for me always called himself a savant, and Jake just got the biggest kick out of it. He just shook his head and laughed.
I don't think you know what savant means.
Exactly. No, you're a kook. But anyways, he can be brilliant. And other times he drives me absolutely crazy. So anyways, but that's having a son. Now, I want to talk about some guns this week. I want to talk about guns that can get it done. Get her done. That's right.
Guns that can get her done.
You know, every gun, you know, there'll be those that, you know, the true gun people that say, you know, anything will do, you know, if you do it right. But we do it legal, and we're trying to think about guns that we can hunt with legal down here. And yes, I do get excited about deer season. It's that time of year. I can't look into a field without looking for deer. All the way here this morning, I was watching, and it's all the time. It's just all the time. And I live in the little town of Flushing, and doggone, we got deer just walking around like kitty cats right now. They're like squirrels running across the road. You got to be careful everywhere you go. So be careful out there driving. I hate to see deer killed by cars. So thousands of new guns at Williams, 374 used guns, just handguns. I wasn't even talking rifles or shotguns. But literally, I went through the site this morning to see what long guns they had, and they only had two that fit the bill for down here.
Mm-hmm.
There's three. I'm sure they have more because they come in and out all day long, and they don't always get that site updated quickly. Because I can't go tour the store early in the morning. They took my keys back. I can't go in the store before they open.
Oh, yeah.
They don't let me go in there anymore.
You don't have that access.
Leaving too much DNA evidence. I was drooling. I kept drooling on the guns. And then there's rusty spots. So anyways, right off the bat, one of my favorites, one of my go-to handgun hunting guns. These are all handguns that you can hunt with, okay? 10-millimeter Glock, Model 40. It's a long slide Glock, so it's a long Glock. It's a John Wick gun plus, okay? So it doesn't just have seven bullets like John Wick 3, I think it was, or 2, I don't remember. It's a 15-shot handgun, so you have to modify the magazine to legally hunt with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 6-inch barrel. It is a long slide. It is optics ready. This one, in used guns at Williams, is the Glock 40 Gen 4. It's got a Trigicon SR03, which is a great sight. It's a round elliptical sight, sits on top of the gun, makes sight acquisition incredibly easy. Three magazines, the box, everything's ready to go. All you got to do is go buy some good ammo and practice with this thing, make sure it's sighted in for you, and modify the magazine, which is pretty simple. $1,139, okay? Everything you need, one gun, good to go. With the right bullets, you know, get you some good Underwood bullets or something powerful, something that's going to hit hard, and get out there and have some fun.
That's with the Trigicon.
With the Trigicon. The Trigicon's $500 by itself.
Yeah.
So it's a good price on the gun. The whole setup, $1,139. Now, Trigicons are Michigan-made sights. They're phenomenal. I love them. I love every single one I have. You'll be happy with them for years to come.
Sounds like the sort of thing they were all fighting about in, the Avengers.
Trigicon?
Yeah. He's got the Trigicon.
It almost sounds like it. Almost sounds like it might make you itch. I got a case of Trigicon. It's an affliction. So, but no, they're really good sights. I'll bring one in and show it to you next week.
All right.
All right. Next gun, a Colt Anaconda. 44 Magnum Colt. People thought Colt would never make them. When they came out with them about 20 years ago, it was phenomenal. Beautiful handguns. It's basically a Colt Python on steroids. It's a great big 44 Magnum, 6-inch barrel, stainless steel, rubber Colt grips, manual box, $1,239.95. Tremendous gun. Be a great deer hunting gun. Plus a work of art you could actually put on display in your, it's a Colt. You could have it on display in your den, properly locked up so mm-hmm. that you meet Michigan's requirements of safe storage, I might add.
Which is important.
It is important. Number three gun, another Colt, a Colt Python, stainless steel, but it's got the matte finish, so it's a non-glare finish. Perfect for hunting here in Michigan because usually it's not very glary out there. You know what I mean? You don't want anything glaring while you're hunting in the blind because a flash will catch a deer's eyes because deer see a tremendous panoramic view on each side of their head.
Big field of vision.
Huge field of vision. They pick up things you won't even think they can see you.
Yeah.
And I had a beautiful buck 2 years ago, Thanksgiving Day. No, last year, Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
See me at 200 yards. All I did was raise my rifle. And yeah. I was in a raised blind. Looked straight at me. I'm thinking, he just saw me. And he was bounding away as fast as he could. I shot four times at him and missed four times. Into a dirt field. Shooting down into a dirt field. So I was safe. But I saw dirt fly, and the deer never finally stopped at 250 yards and stared at me. Like,
thought he was out of range.
You missed me. Yep. I didn't take the last shot. Mm-hmm. I was trying to load my gun, but honestly, I did not take the last shot. I was mad. He was bounding. The dirt was really soft, so he was sinking really bad. So it was just I don't know if I could practice for that shot unless I had a fully automatic, you know,
Yeah.
I could get him from the chopper, maybe. But not from the blind.
Maybe if you had your gun out pointed in his direction before.
Might have been smarter. Yeah.
That would have been a good way to go.
I was really cold. I had the heater going again. I get cold in the blind. So doggone blood thinners. I'm getting old, you know.
I'm going to be
60 this week. So the Colt Python, beautiful gun, bead blasted finish. It's a Python. Very collectible. $1,239.95. It's a popular theme here, price-wise. Next gun. Going to save you some money. Does everything the other guns will do. It's a Ruger Red Hawk in 44 Magnum. 7.5-inch barrel, so it's actually got a longer barrel than the other ones. Adjustable sights in the box. It's blued. It's a little shiny, but it's a pretty gun, and they work really good. They've got excellent triggers, these Ruger Red Hawks. $839.95. It would make a great deer hunting gun, period. Out to about 80, 90 yards, I'd be confident shooting that gun. They're good guns. You would do really well with it. I don't know about you, as in you, but you could. You have confidence. He's got forearms like Popeye, so I think he can handle it. Next gun, the Ruger Super Blackhawk. Remember, these are all used guns at Williams Gun Sight. The Ruger Super Blackhawk Hunter. This is the nicest Super Blackhawk they make to me. 7.5-inch barrel, stainless steel. Dan, for years these guns had the small grips like Matt Dillon had, the little Western, you know, the Western guns.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with this style called a Beasley. It's a style that was better for bigger hands, longer grip, different angle, excellent shooting guns. Well, the Ruger Super Blackhawk Hunter has a Beasley frame.
The Beasley.
The Beasley. Yeah, it's almost like saying Picatinny Rail, which I can't go through one of these shows without saying that, it seems.
This reminds me of a Dickens character.
I think you said it before. So
novel, yeah.
So anyways. Yeah.
You brought it up.
This Ruger Super Blackhawk Hunter with the Beasley frame, it also it comes with integral scope rings mounted right to the gun, right from Ruger. And it's got a beautiful scope on it. It's all stainless steel,
mm-hmm.
beautiful grips, 44 Magnum, and they only want, with the scope, and they only want $819 for it. So jump out there and grab that one. But if that's not enough gun for you, this one will be. Earlier I talked about the Smith & Wesson 500, beast of a gun,
mm-hmm.
beast of a gun, too much gun for me. 8 3/8 barrel with the compensator. So the barrel's about 11 inches long, just the barrel. The gun... Yeah. You almost need.
You're gonna mount that on your. You're gonna have a form like
no,
that.
No, no. You'll cut a groove in your arm when you pull the trigger.
Yeah, if you do it
the
like
flash
this.
Flash that comes out will cut your.
Two-handed, two-fisted.
Two-fisted, maybe even get a third fist in.
Sounds uncomfortable.
It is a beast of a gun. But I got friends. Yeah, I got a little too close for me. Diddy, get out of my blind. That's a reach around shot. But anyways, so Smith & Wesson 500. You can get yours used at Williams, $1,289.95.
Okay.
And those are just six beautiful guns.
Guns that'll get her done over there at Williams Gun Site.
But remember to go vote before you go hunting, okay? So get out there and vote. Vote pro gun and listen to us next week.
Make sure you come on back next week because we'll be here again. God willing, we'll be here.
GSS.com to my website. Go to that.
Check out the website.
And you can listen to the show over and over again all week long.
Please do.
Say he did not say that. And say, yes, he did.
You can confirm it at the website.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks.
See you later. Thanks for listening. Now back to the Ultimate Classic Rock here on US 103.1.